And what would you be thinking about if the patient had disease progression on the checkpoint inhibitor? Of course, a lot of patients will, either initially or longer term. Would you then revert to what was your first-line therapy?
Absolutely.
And what happened with this lady?
So this was 3 years ago. So she began standard carboplatin, pemetrexed, and bevacizumab. And her goals were to continue to work, and she needed to continue to work because one thing that we don't talk a lot about is that young people with lung cancer need to have insurance. So she needed to keep her job, and she had a job that she could do part-time. So she was able to do that actually until the end. So she began chemotherapy with the goal that it would be 4 cycles because that's all that she could take time for. And then after that, we started on a maintenance regimen, and she did really well.
She had an objective response?
She had an objective and symptomatic response very fast. She was not on oxygen. She continued to do her job. And
Any tolerability issues at all?
she had a little bit of hypertension, which was easy to manage, and fatigue. But for the most part, she appreciated that she didn't lose her hair significantly and that she was able to continue the maintenance regimen and continue to work. So she did maintenance for more than a year.